Next on iCarly, we want to show you guys an awesome new product for sale.
You've all seen that stupid commercial for that crazy blanket with the sleeves, right?
Well, we found something even crazier and stupider.
And we don't mean Freddy. Right up there, look.
How many times has this happened to you? You're just sitting on your couch, trying to polish your bowling ball, but your blanket keeps flying off your body.
My blanket keeps flying off my body.
Well, forget blankets, because now there's the sack.
The sack!
With the sack, you'll stay warm and cozy while doing all the fun things you enjoy, like making dinner. Surfing the web. Showering. Even enjoying hot bowls of chowder. Made of a super soft, thick, luxurious fabric of some sort, the sack comes in rash red, mucus green, pus yellow, or blue. Order now, and you'll also get this photo of a 1996 penny. To order your sack, go to sendmeasack.com.
Hey, nice sack!
We know!
Order now.
All right, now lately at iCarly, we've been thinking about squash! See, kids don't eat enough vegetables these days.
So we're gonna set a good example.
Watch this. Oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, you lost a tooth.
See what you get for eating vegetables?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fallout.
You can't be eating corn on the cob.
Ah, what's your big shiz? It's normal for teeth to fall out.
Yeah, when you're 5.
Or 90.
How long's it been since you went to a dentist?
I don't know, 2. 12 years.
What?
Years?
You're supposed to go every 6 months.
Yeah, I'll add that to my list of things that'll never happen.
Oh!
Hey, you guys! Which one of these shirts do you think I should wear tomorrow?
To where?
Prison.
Prison?
Oh, my God, what did you download?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. That's not why I'm going to prison.
Then why?
To teach art. I volunteered for this program where people help prisoners learn valuable skills so when they get out, they won't have to go back to a life of crime.
Sure. Why would a dude rob a bank when he could build a robot out of soda bottles?
Hey, is she eating my corn? That was the last piece of corn.
No, she's not. But she is going to see a dentist.
Hey, what's on this corn? Barbecue sauce?
Sam's blood.
All right, Sam, just sit here and let me adjust this for you.
Whoa, whoa, what are you doing, lady? She's just gonna have you lie down.
Oh, well, I do like lying down. And I'll just put this around your neck.
What, are we having ribs?
No. See, when the dentist starts drilling into your teeth.
Drilling my teeth?
No, look at me! Look at me!
nervous.
I'm way nervous.
She hasn't been to a dentist since. She hasn't been to a dentist.
Sam, there's nothing to be nervous about.
There better not be.
Why don't you go sit in the waiting room and I'll get Sam's teeth all fixed up.
Okay. Stay blonde.
Stay brown.
Thank you, officers. I'll take it from here.
You sure you don't want us to stay?
Nah, if I'm gonna teach these guys about art, I need to show them that I trust them.
Whatever you say. If you need us, just yell.
No worries. Hello, gentlemen. My name is Spencer, and I'm gonna be teaching you guys about sculpting.
Sorry, we should have warned you about that guy. He's always trying to kill somebody.
Yeah, that would have been good to know.
Yeah.
As I was saying, I'm gonna teach you guys about sculpting, which of course is art. Now, I think of art as a physical expression of emotion. So let's start by talking about the emotions you guys are feeling right now.
Stabbing.
Stabbing isn't really an emotion. It's more of an activity that I hope you don't do to me. See, an emotion is more of a feeling.
Well, maybe I feel stabby.
So sculpting. Why don't we come up with an idea for a sculpture we can all build together?
A knife.
No! Let's think of something big and not deadly.
How about a big pair of pants?
Okay, you all seem excited about that. So great, sure, let's sculpt a big pair of pants.
Hey, he wants to apologize for trying to kill you.
Oh. All right.
Listen, I'm really sorry.
Apology accepted!
Ooh, her teeth look good.
Yep, I replaced the missing tooth and filled three other cavities.
You hear that, Sam?
You're blurry. Pretty blurry girl.
Why is she giggly?
We had to give her some nitrous oxide to calm her down.
Nitrous?
Laughing gas. She'll be a little loopy for a while. Now, come on, let's go check her x-rays.
Doing
okay, but we need to get out of here. I gotta go to the dentist.
We're at the dentist.
Whoa, that was fast. Oh man, it's gone.
What's gone?
My thumb. It was there a second ago.
Here, see? Your thumb came back.
Oh, yeah. What's so funny?
You! You're acting all loopy from the gas the dentist gave you.
Oh. Hey.
What?
Come here. Come here.
What is it?
I want to tell you secret.
Okay.
Come here.
I'm already here. What's the secret?
I like fried chicken.
It's not a secret that you like fried chicken.
I know. I got scared to tell you my real secret.
Just tell me.
Okay. Come here.
I already come here.
You know that kid, Freddy?
Yes, I know Freddy.
We kissed.
What? You know. You and Freddy really kissed?
Shh. Don't tell Carly.
Thanks for taking me to the dentist.
I can't understand you with all that cotton in your mouth.
Thanks for taking me to the dentist. I'm hungry.
Hey, the dentist said you can't eat for 3 hours.
It's okay. It'll be our little secret.
Yeah, not our only little secret.
What do you mean?
Do you not remember what you told me at the dentist?
Nah, it's all a blur. Just like third through ninth grade.
Hey, I'm home from prison.
Hi.
All right, you people have no food. I'm gonna make a run of Pink Bunny. You guys want yogurt?
No, thanks.
So, how was teaching sculpting to prisoners?
Well, it started off pretty interesting when one of my students tried to kill me with his bare hands.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Fun?
Later.
What's fun about a psychotic...
Sam and Freddy kid!
Ah! What did you just say?
The dentist gave Sam this loopy gas, and she was all, me and Freddy kissed.
No way! Give me the deets!
I don't have any deets! Because after she told me, she whispered, shh, don't tell Carly.
Why would she tell you not to tell yourself?
I don't know. It was the gas talking. She doesn't even remember she told me. So now I know this insane secret that I'm not supposed to know. And she doesn't even know that I know. And why wouldn't she want me to know?
Hey, calm down.
Never tell a girl to calm down. Guys always tell girls to calm down, and it never works. It just gets us all whipped up. You see me all whipped up now? It's because you told me to calm down.
You know, most guys have to get married to suffer this kind of abuse.
Can you believe Sam and Freddy kissed and they didn't tell me?
Maybe they didn't.
Why would Sam lie?
I'm not saying she lied. When you're on that wacky gas, sometimes you don't know what you're saying.
Well, Sam did think her thumb was missing.
Was it?
No!
So then Sam and Freddy probably didn't kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way Sam wouldn't tell me if that really happened. And there's no way that would happen.
All right, then. Now, you want to hear about my day in prison?
No, I'm good.
I like the way you touch my head.
Freddy?
So why would you choose him instead?
Freddy.
Girl who cuts my hair.
Freddy. Ah! Why so jumpy?
Because you blasted me in the head with pressurized air.
I was here. I know what happened.
So how'd Sam do with the dentist?
Like you'd expect.
She bit him?
4 times. He may lose part of his finger. But then the dentist gave her some of that wacky gas.
Nitrous oxide?
Mm-hmm. And then...
What?
Oh, she started saying some pretty... weird stuff.
Weird how?
Like, she thought her thumb was missing.
Was it?
No! And... Then... She said that you two kissed.
So she... really thought her thumb was missing? That's so crazy.
And she said you two kissed.
I'm coming, Mom.
Your mom didn't call you.
I heard the whistle.
Is what Sam said true?
No, I'm sure she has both her thumbs.
Did you and Sam kiss?
No.
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 What?
time the voice got lower.
Did you and Sam kiss?
Okay, yes, it's true. Sam and I kissed.
Oh, my God.
I was bummed about never kissing anyone, and I was out on the balcony, and Sam came out, and she said she never kissed anyone either, and we ended up kissing.
Oh, my God!
It was just one time. Except for that other time. But that might have been Sam's twin sister. I'm still fuzzy on the whole Melanie thing.
You guys are my best friends. How come neither one of you told me?
We promised each other we'd never speak of it again. Oh, man, I've been speaking of it again.
I'm calling Sam right now.
No! If you tell Sam I told you, she'll kick me in places that should never be kicked.
I have to talk to her about this.
Then you gotta get her to tell you what happened.
Just let me call her.
No, you cannot. Do not call her.
I swear,
she is going to destroy
me.
All right. I'd say this sculpture is just about finished.
Yeah.
7 foot tall pair of pants.
Yeah. Really nice.
I want to stab him.
You know, I just want to say I'm really proud of you guys. Because instead of stealing or beating or stabbing, you worked as a team and built this large pair of pants together.
Well, we owe it all to you, Spence.
To Spencer.
To Spence.
Thank you. Cheers. This punch is really good. You made this yourself?
Mm-hmm. In my own toilet.
If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go disinfect my mouth.
Quick, help us get in the pants.
Yeah, what up, kiddo?
Just stuff.
Hey, check out the sculpture my prisoners made with me.
Nice, but why'd you bring it home?
Well, I was gonna leave it with them, but they really wanted me to have it. I think they really liked me.
How come you're all sweaty?
Because I had to lug this thing all the way up here. It's weird, it's a lot heavier than I thought it would be. I'm gonna go to the Armenian bakery across the street.
Why?
For some Llama June. Wanna come?
What's Llama June?
Some kind of food.
I'll pass.
Bye. Hi.
Hey.
See ya.
Whatever. All right, I'm here. Where's the bacon-flavored ice cream?
There is no bacon-flavored ice cream.
But you texted bacon.
I made it up.
But I brought my big spoon. How come you... What up with the gigantic pants?
Listen, okay? We're best friends, right?
Of course.
And best friends don't keep secrets from each other, do they?
Why would you do? Is it bad? Did you finally do something bad? Holy crap, I love this!
I didn't do anything bad!
Then why are you keeping it a secret?
I'm not the one keeping secrets.
All right, you can have your 20 bucks back.
What 20 bucks?
That I took out of your purse. At least it's not a secret anymore.
That wasn't the secret I was talking about.
So I can keep the 20?
No! Why didn't you tell me that you and Freddy kissed?
Hey, can I run upstairs for a second and install these kick...
You spoke of it.
You swore you'd never tell anyone we kissed!
I didn't!
You told me!
I never told you anything!
Yeah, you did! When you were all hopped up on wacky gas.
Oh.
You know, I tell you guys everything. So, it really makes me feel like... betrayed that my two best friends made out and then didn't even tell.
We didn't make out.
It wasn't like that.
We just did it to do it, you know?
Well, I just think the best friends should be open with each other. I just wish that one of you would have told me so I didn't have to find out by... Hello.
Hiya.
Hey.
You're prisoners?
Used to be.
And you guys were inside the pants?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do realize we have to call the police.
Yeah, I guess. But, before you do that, you guys got any duct tape?
Why did you tell them where the duct tape was?
I don't know. I was trying to be helpful.
Yeah, you helped him, all right.
It's Freddy's fault. When you see prisoners escaping, you don't announce that you're gonna call the cops.
Well, you do realize we have to call the police.
Man, this duct tape is really strong.
I hate being restricted.
Don't worry. Soon we'll all be free, and then I'll turn my back, and you guys can resume kissing behind it.
We promise no more secrets.
Never again.
From now on, we all tell each other everything.
All right.
You'll tell me everything?
Yeah.
I swear.
How long was it?
What?
How long did you guys kiss?
I don't know.
Like 7 seconds?
7, 8.
Oh. And was it fun?
Fun?
Yeah. I mean, did you guys, you know, like it?
Corbin! Where's my banjo?
Over there by your robot, but...
Yeah.
Why do you need your banjo all of a sudden?
Because I was just across the street at that Armenian bakery and I met this girl there buying some Lama June, so I started chatting her up. Turns out she loves banjo music. She's gonna freak!
Okay. We've got to get out of this. On three.
One.
Two.
Three!
Well, that didn't work.
Chicken?
No, you need to go to iCarly.com.
After I eat the chicken?
No, you should be on iCarly.com right now.
Why, is there an awesome new video on iCarly.com?
Yeah.
Is there a new blog on iCarly.com?
Yeah, and pics and other cool stuff.
All at iCarly.com?
All at iCarly.com.
Come on, let's eat the chicken.
No.
Bummer.